Responding to the calls of action from the Truth and Reconciliation Commission report is the focus behind activities and events taking place in schools across Guelph and Wellington County during the first National Day of Truth and Reconciliation. The Government of Canada website says National Day of Truth and Reconciliation is a new federal statutory holiday honoring the lost children and survivors of residential schools, their families and communities. As part of the reconciliation process, public events will be held throughout the day to recognize the gut-wrenching history of residential schools, and observe its ongoing impacts for the Indigenous community. The holiday also coincides with Orange Shirt Day. Allie Wilson, a communications officer with the Wellington Catholic District School Board, explains in an email all elementary schools, secondary schools and their board will be participating, but each will be recognizing the day differently. A number of resources have been provided to support educators and principals in making this a day of meaningful learning about truth and reconciliation, our responsibilities, and our path forward with Indigenous peoples, says Wilson in the email. All schools have been encouraged to ensure that there are culturally relevant and responsive educational experiences for all students at an age-appropriate level. For grade 3 to grade 12, the WCDSB provided classrooms with educational materials that include stories and perspectives of Indigenous youth and adults. Other resources from First Nations, Métis and Inuit Education Association of Ontario, including guest speakers and online resources, were also provided. Across the WCDSB, all grade 5 classes will also be taking part in the Inuit Way of Life and Culture presentation from guest speaker Apla Galliford, a local Inuk helper who shares his passion for his culture, language and experiences as a local Inuit youth. The first presentation began on Wednesday. Wilson explains this event as part of the WCDSB commitment to the Truth and Reconciliation Calls to Action 62 and 63. Partnering with local Indigenous knowledge keepers and communities will support students and create classroom environments that incorporate Indigenous cultures, language, worldviews and knowledge. Within the Upper Grand District School Board, staff have created numerous resources to support staff and student learning, and schools and student groups are planning events based in education, social justice and action. Schools and board sites across the Upper Grand District School Board will be marking the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation and Orange Shirt Day with events and initiatives that promote learning about the truths of the residential school system and encourage meaningful action as we work toward reconciliation, said UGDSB Director of Education Peter Sovereign. Going beyond National Day of Truth and Reconciliation, both school boards seek to work with Indigenous community partners and organizations in creating relevant and culturally rich programming. The WCDSB and UGDSB also have a First Nations, Métis, and Inuit Education Council, which assists these boards in identifying community needs and provides advice and guidance on First Nations, Métis, and Inuit education initiatives. This comes as the Ontario government recently announced $23.96 million in Indigenous education funding to support First Nations, Métis and Inuit students as part of a broader government commitment to reconciliation. This includes mandatory Indigenous-focused learning in grades 1 to 3 made in consultation with Indigenous partners, elders and knowledge keepers. The funding will also provide sustainable funding for strengthen existing partnerships with the Chiefs of Ontario and First Nation Provincial Territorial Organizations, PTOs, and promote higher graduation rates and transitions into post-secondary and employment opportunities for First Nation students.